This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
As my nightly wrestling match with the microphone. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. And I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, getting involved in the conversation. There's a chat room on the website. There's a Facebook feed, all that fun stuff you guys can get involved with. But mostly, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, listen to the show. There's a gazillion ways you can listen to the show. But what I'd really like you to do is, if you want to get notifications of the shows and what we're going to be talking about, that kind of thing, head over to the website. Or you didn't have to do that. Pick up your smartphone. Put it in your hand. I want you to text TRS, right? TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. I'm one of those guys, I don't want to be bothered either. So I won't send you a text every night. I send them out every other night, every couple of nights, whatever, so that you, oh, yeah, that's right, that's on tonight. Because I know it's really hard to remember my show's on, I get it. But, you know, there are a dozen ways for you to catch the show, where for some of you who had already downloaded the app, issues with Apple and a few other things, we're reworking it, revamping it. It should be up and running in the next few weeks, all right? And that way there you can do it all from one place. But really, you shouldn't have to do it from your phone. Pick up the phone, call your local radio station, say, hey, how come you're not carrying the real side with Joe Messina? What is wrong with you people? Well, don't start off that way, but you can get there. But go ahead, and if you don't get the response you want, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Say, here's the station manager's name, here's his phone number, here's where the station is. Go get him, Joe, and I will. All right, we have closed more stations in the last year and a half because of listeners. People who've gone to those stations and said, hey, please carry this show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, whenever I do these kind of shows where we have a lot of conversation around God, I get the biggest kick out of it because people go, you know, our founding fathers were deists or they didn't believe in God, they were running away from religion. All this stuff is extremely smelly stuff that some of the education systems has taught over the years. It's so not true. You know, I mean, seriously, when you think about the colonies and how they started and why, you know, what our founding fathers were doing them, what they were looking to do. You know, our Constitution. Now, I give you this, because this is what they love to say, and it is a true statement. There is no statement in our Constitution that says, you know, the God of Jesus Christ, or the God of this, or the God of that. You're right, it isn't there. I mean, it isn't there at all. I got it. But it does talk several times about the creator of the universe. I mean, really, really that simple. There's a divine reference all over the Constitution. However, see, and this goes back to what the Founding Fathers had in mind. They didn't want the federal government. They wanted less federal government in their lives. That's what they wanted. They didn't want the federal government telling you what kind of religion or any of that stuff that should be going on. None of it. All right? I mean, seriously. But every one of the 50 states in their constitutions, every one of them mentioned God. Every single one of them. It's really, I mean, go look it up. You got to do some of your own homework, because I'll tell you what I find. I find when I spoon-feed this stuff to you guys, it's not a big deal. You figure you come back in later, you don't commit it to memory, if you would. But when you go through and you look it up yourself and you pay attention to it yourself, it's a whole different animal. Now, you know, think about something here. If our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with religion, if they wanted nothing to do with God, if they wanted to be religion-free, wouldn't you find all kinds of writings? Not by omission, because I know some of you on the far left, you atheists, say, well, they didn't write specifically about God, blah, 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 and, you know, therefore they didn't want it. No, no, no. These were very deliberate men. Look at the Constitution, look at their writings, look at their personal letters. They were very deliberate people. If they wanted God out of the equation, they would have specifically stated it. But by the year 1702, all 13 American colonies had some form of state-supported religion. And I'll tell you something else. There are many laws today, and someday, you know, it just takes a lot of work. I will go through and show you where the laws line up with Scripture, where they went out of their way to make sure that they were basing the Constitution, the laws of this country, on the laws of God. All right? Let me see. In Virginia. Okay? The official religion of Virginia was Anglican Church of England. Every person shall go... You ready for this one? This is in their charter. Every person shall go to church Sundays and holidays. And I don't even know what this means. I don't want to know what it means. Or lie neck and heels that night. Do you know what that means? I don't want to know what it means. And be a slave to the colony the following week for the second offense. He should be a slave for a month. And for the third, a year and a day. I mean, every one of the colonies had a religion. New York, Church of England. We'll have to go through these. You guys will have a ball with these. Anyway, when we come back, I'm going to talk to another pastor about unplanned and why Christians have given up and why they're not fighting. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Site on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. I want two things. I want you to do two things when you get there. One is give me your email address. If you give me your email address, I send out an email once a week. Sometimes I even forget to do that. Gives you an idea of who we're going to have on the show, the kind of topics we're going to be discussing, and things that we're selling in the store and that kind of stuff. Second thing is, if you don't want an email, you don't want to grab us on Facebook or anywhere else, then get set up to get text messages about the show. And it's really simple. It's text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. 222. All right. So, you know, I've been on this thing. The movie Unplanned is out. I want you to go get tickets. I am telling you, you need to go get tickets for this movie because it's going to give you an idea of somebody. Abby Johnson is her name, and she worked for Planned Parenthood for, I think it was 8 years. I'm probably wrong, but probably 8 years. And you see the progression of her going through, and again, truly having a heart for women. When I saw the movie, the reason I couldn't get mad at her, being a Christian, being someone who's against abortion, I could not be mad at her because she obviously, from her heart, really felt like she was doing something for women. But you see the progression. You see the light being shined. You see God tugging at her heart as you go through the movie. So you've got to go see the movie. It's a reality of the distortions that you've been told since the early 70s. And don't be afraid to take your kids. The movie's been rated R. There is no violence in the movie. There's nothing that you're going to go, oh, my God, what did I just look at? Nothing like that. Bring your kids. They need to see this kind of thing. Anyway, so, you know, I'm always getting on my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm always talking about how the church needs to be more talking to young people today about what's going on in society, what truly is right and wrong in the sight of God. And I'm not talking about sticking your finger in somebody's face, but I'm talking about truly giving kids guidelines or young people guidelines, giving them something real to step out on and to move with. And I've asked Pastor Jared Ming to join me. He's a pastor of a large church in northern Los Angeles County called Higher Vision. And Pastor Jared, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
It's great to be with you, Joe.
You know, years ago, I know you were on the, was it the Jay Leno show? So
yeah,
I don't have the same audience.
Back in the day.
I don't have the same audience he has, but I'm sure they're gonna love to have this conversation. So I want to start off with this. You know, and again, you've known me for a long time, and part of my angst has been, as Christians, as a Christian church, have we allowed the world to seep in to the point where we're not helping our kids, we're not dealing with the social issues of the day in a proper way?
Well, I think obviously we have. You know, obviously we live in a country that's getting more and more polarized. And, you know, unfortunately there's a divide when it comes to even faith and those who are against faith. And, you know, it's interesting, churches now, so many are trying to avoid controversy, trying to stay away from things that are going to, you know, put them on social media. You know, unfortunately, social media has really divided so many people because, you know, what I've found over time is that the best way to really make an impact in someone's life and to understand each other is through relationship. But with social media, you don't really have to have relationship. You can just kind of give your perspective or kind of get up on your soapbox. And what happens is relationship is like a bank account. You know, it's either in the black or it's in the red. And when you have relationships with people where you're making a deposit in their life through friendship and so on, you're able to speak into their lives on certain things and they'll hear you and receive you. But fortunately, the divide's getting wider and wider. When people are starting off in the red, people aren't going to listen to someone that, you know, they're not, don't have an opening and an openness to hear what they have to say. And I think the church, unfortunately, has steered away from taking stands. And when they do, unfortunately, oftentimes they do it in a way that doesn't try to see both sides. And I think we've tried to take a stand for things we feel like are biblical, are right, and true, but to do it in a way, you know, the Bible talks about speaking the truth in love. And the church, unfortunately, has tried to speak the truth, but hasn't done a great job on the love side of it. I heard someone say, you know, truth and grace, right? We need those together. So truth without grace is mean. A lot of churches come across as mean-hearted, but grace without truth is meaningless. And I think that when we can speak truth but do it in a way that's loving and understanding, I think that people will open their hearts and hear and receive. And so that's what we've been trying to do, and we've found that kind of there's been an open door and people have listened and started dialogue and been able to stand for things that sometimes churches shy away from.
Well, and you create a relationship with these people. I always joke that the alcoholic who comes to church, the alcoholic who tries to come to God for help, already knows he's an alcoholic. He doesn't need the pastor telling him how alcohol is bad for you. He's got that part figured out. He needs to figure out how to get out of it, right? He needs to figure out where is his salvation, where is his help coming from. And I think we've got people afraid to come to church because they think somebody's going to stick their finger in their face. But in some instances, we've gone too far where we won't even work with them to say, look, you obviously got issues. Come here. Let us help you. Right?
Right, right. Well, and I think a lot of times people come to church wanting answers. People come to church wanting to hear that there's truth, that there's hope. And, I often say this in our services on the weekend, is that people think that when they come to church that pastor, thereby quoting the words of Jesus or teaching his principles, are up there to point their finger and say, shame on you. But the reality is that Jesus is up there trying to say, shame off you. He wants to remove the things that are holding you back, that are hurting you, that are pulling you down, and help you find forgiveness and healing and hope, and or also protect you from going down a road that's going to bring pain or hurt or loss. And so that's why sometimes we have to stand in a way of truth, but doing it a loving way to hopefully help people to not have to unravel and need so much, so much of the Humpty Dumpty put me back together again. I think if we follow God's principles, that's why we're trying to get as many kids to go to the showing of Unplanned. We've bought a couple showings out, and we want parents to bring their kids because we think that if we can get people on the right path, then it'll save a lot of pain in the future.
And it's not a gory movie. It's not a righteous what you're doing is wrong movie. It really is, I'll say, somebody's path to redemption that can apply to all of us. And so anyways, hey, we got to go for a quick commercial because I do believe in capitalism. Got to make some money here. We'll be back in a minute. More with Jess.
Gotcha.
Pastor Ming in just a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Little pencil neck. Out of
paradigm shift.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, talking about Democrat Adam Schiff, chair of the House Intel Committee. Republicans want him to resign because of his continuing claims of Russia collusion, even though Robert Mueller's report finds none. Here's the president.
Got the smallest, thinnest neck I've ever seen. He is not a long ball hitter. The Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous
As for the report itself, the president telling the patriotic crowd,
after 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You look to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. And that was Barry Manilow, by the way. And I had a friend of mine say that she drove to Vegas a couple of months ago to see him. And first of all, I remember Barry Manilow. I don't think I would drive to downtown L.A. to see him, but that's beside the point. She said she went and saw him. He didn't look a day over 29. I'm going, plastic surgery is just wonderful, isn't it? I mean, seriously. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can ask questions in the chat room, or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I want to get right back to it. Pastor Jared Ming is joining me tonight, and one of the things that he's done, I've been so, first of all, I've been so privileged to know him. I've known him for years when he first came to my area, and watched him and the church grow here in our area. And he's done something that not many other pastors have done, and something that I see maybe some churches not willing to do at all. And he has stepped out. He's renting two theaters, not two different theaters, but two stages at a theater to support this movie Unplanned. And it's so great to see us, to see him, to see people willing to step up and help get the message out. So first I want to say, Pastor Jared, thanks for doing that. And thanks for the message that you've been teaching, about Christians stepping up and stepping in and really, with, as you said, the love of God, dealing with some of these social issues that seem to have been taboo in the church for years, haven't they?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, actually. I think we have to stand for the things I believe that are important to God, and sometimes we're afraid to do that. But I think if we can do it in a, what's important is do it in a way that reflects love and God's compassion, not judgment and pointing fingers. I think if we do that, that people listen, and we're trying to get the word out about the movie. I saw it. We screened it at our church, and I was so impacted by it. And when I heard some statistics about Planned Parenthood and who was actually going to the abortion clinics, I began to realize we need to get this message out to the church, not just to the community, but to students and kids and parents and families right among our own church family, because I think we could have a positive impact. That's kind of why we did it. We really felt prompted. and
well, listen,
to do it. So.
All right, a couple of probably harder questions is this. How in God's creation, how with the love of God and the blood of Christ, can 70% of the clientele of Planned Parenthood claim, I'll say claim because I don't know for sure, claim to be Christians or have recently attended a worship service, or where have we missed it?
Well, I think it really comes down to, I used a verse in my message this last weekend that says, you will know truth and truth will set you free. And the reality is that a lot of people have bought into, I think, a lie, a deception. And that deception is that the child in a mother's womb, an unborn child, is not really a human. It's a bunch of cells. It's organic material. And so, you know, kind of the way we approach it is like you said, the statistic, I think, according to Planned Parenthood, is about 70% of abortions that people put on their form that they are Christian. And then 43% of people who had abortions said that they had actually attended a worship service in the last month. And so what that's telling me is that within the church, people have bought into this concept that what's inside that womb is not really human. And so I think when we begin to, and that's why this, what happened in this movie is the woman, Abby, you know, Johnson, she realized that it, you know, in kind of being a part of what took place with an abortion, seeing what happened on the ultrasound screen, she realized, wait a minute, maybe this is a human. Maybe they do. And I think the point I really wanted to stress is that according to what the Bible teaches us, God tells us that he's written out every day of the life of every individual that's born before they're born. And so when someone becomes pregnant, God sees that life with purpose, with destiny. There's a plan. He knows what's going to happen. He's plotted out, you know, purpose for them. And they're not just a bunch of cells. They're a human that God has mapped out their life and has a purpose for them. And when we can help people to see that, it, what happens is what's in darkness and not seen, what's hidden, sometimes we don't realize. But if we shed a light on it, it changes everything. And what I think is happening with this movie is it's shining a light on the darkness of the womb. The womb is a dark place. You don't see it. We now, with ultrasounds, are beginning to see that there is life. And what's interesting, too, is not only does the Bible teach us that what's inside the womb is life, but science is showing us that more and more. I mean, there's so much research that's being done, so many things that are happening that demonstrate that, you know, that what's inside that womb is alive, and it has, you know, it has the DNA, it has the personality that it, it I was doing a little study in preparation for my message. It was amazing to me that children, there's been research that showed children have memories in the womb and remember words in the womb.
Yep.
That they recognize images of a face versus not necessarily following things that don't reflect the face. So they're drawn to a face, human, relationship. And, I mean, so many things that have been proven. I mean, there's fetal surgeries that take place in the womb where they are able to do, you know, incredible things. And so the more science we have, the more it shows that this is a human life. God teaches that in the Bible. This is a human life that has purpose. But what happens is people kind of buy in a moment of crisis when something unplanned takes place, and they kind of revert back to what culture's told them, which is that's not really a life. It's just, it's not really a baby. And, you know, we found, even from this weekend, you know, we began to pray that God would help people that had had abortions. You look at statistics, people who have had abortions, many of them have had struggle with depression, emotional issues, feeling regret, not just women, but men. And what's interesting, this weekend I had found out about a man who had pressured his daughter, who he was in the church, to have an abortion from an unplanned pregnancy. And when he began to realize the reality of that was a child with life, that it wasn't a bunch of organisms and cells, suddenly it began to change his perspective. And I believe he found some healing and some freedom. And now, with the rest of his children, his perspective is different. And I think when we can shine a light, that verse I started with, when you know truth, it sets you free. Until you know it, truth alone doesn't do it. You've got to know it. You've got to own it. You have to understand it. And that's what this movie does, is it helps people shine a light on this is what is in the womb. this is really what's taking place. And it'll shift your perspective to know something, and that knowledge begins to change you.
Well, you know, it's funny you talk about forgiveness. They don't, I don't know if they don't understand it. I don't know if it's not taught. I don't know if it's not a reality. But even so, under, you know, under Christ, you made these mistakes at some point in time in your life. There is forgiveness for you. But I want to go back to your comment about science, which is, you know, as an outspoken person, I'll have people say to me, well, you're a Christian. You don't really believe in science. You know, you deny science. And I go, no. Don't do that to me. I don't deny science. I don't believe that science made God. I believe that God made science. The reason H2O makes water is because God has set in motion that H2O makes water, not because science says so. So when it comes to abortion or a baby or whether a baby's a human or not, I go, look, why don't we deal with science? Why don't we look at what science has to say about, you know, the nerve endings, the forming of the baby, when the heart beats and all that other stuff? Let's go all in with science. Fine with it at that point in time. And it honestly will do one of two things. Either that person will get irritated with me and walk away, or they'll actually sit down and have a conversation with me to kind of see where I'm coming from. Now, I don't know if I've ever really changed anybody's mind, but I planted a seed. I've got them on that doubt and at least to start thinking. And I think those aren't bad conversations to have with people.
No, I think it's a great conversation to have. And, you know, then at least someone can make an informed decision and mm-hmm. have both sides of the story and have considered. And I think that helps later on in life for people to have known that they've been able to take a look at the situation. And like you said, back to the forgiveness thing, you know, we all need forgiveness because, you know, anyone that's listening to your radio program right now, mm-hmm. if they have any intellectual integrity, they would have to admit that in life they've done some things they regret. They've done some things that would be considered wrong. And the good news that we preach is that you can find forgiveness from that and a new start, and no matter what it was. And so, you know, what we found in this series is that a lot of people have found a lot of healing from maybe something they've carried from the past. And not only that, they're walking into the future with a different perspective, and they can sit down with someone who they know is considering, you know, maybe an unplanned pregnancy, trying to decide what to do, and they can talk to them. So.
All right, so when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit about unplanned, but before we get into it, I want to talk about young parents. I want to talk about shoring up, helping, strengthening young parents to be able to take stands on issues with their kids and not be afraid. Talk a little bit more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. For a list of stations, you can head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. And then, you know, there's a tab there that I think it says shows on it. You go down, you can check out the stations. There's three different, I don't know, what do you want to call them, TV networks or whatever they are. And also the stations you can listen to. If you're not getting it at a station in your area, you need to pick up the phone. You need to call your local station owner and tell them, look, why aren't you carrying this show? What is wrong with you people? You're missing so much. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you spend with me and the emails you send. Let's just get right to it. Pastor Jared Ming is joining me. He's the lead pastor of Higher Vision Church. I know you don't like the senior term because, you know, your hair's not the right color for that. So... And large church in the northern Los Angeles County area. And we're talking about not just the movie Unplanned, but really my question all night long has been, where have we missed it as Christians? Why aren't we heavily involved and or hitting some of these social issues head on in a loving way? And one of the questions I told you during the break and earlier, you know, young parents, today, and again, I know it's a broad brush, but the young parents that I've dealt with and talked with and run into, they're almost afraid to take a stand on issues. And you know my heart. You know, I'm not telling them to stick your finger in somebody's face, but, you know, when somebody says things that you know are off the word, when you're in with a group of your friends, do you take a stand for God? Do you live the principles that you believe to be true? And are you showing your kids that kind of life? I think that's part of the problem we're having with young people. You can tell me I'm wrong.
No, I think you're right on the money. And I think I've been using the phrase in the series that I'm in called, or basically the idea is this: if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And the reality is that our kids are falling for anything. They're falling for things that aren't truth, but it's because we haven't taught them how to take a stand.
Mm-hmm.
And many times the reason is because we haven't stood ourselves.
Sure.
Our kids will do what we do. And when we learn how to stand, you know, the challenge is a lot of times people want to stand, but they don't know how to. And so for them, the picture is, when I stand, I'm going to be ostracized. Either going to put me in a political category or a religious category. But, you know, I think, first of all, you can make a stand with people that you know and that you love. And when people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And when you have relationships with friends who know that you care about them, that is the place that you can make a stand, because you will be heard. You will have a voice. The problem is everybody wants their voice to be heard through social media and other means, but they don't have any influence. And just because you have a certain number of followers doesn't mean you have influence. You know, it's through real relationship. And so I think first of all, what we've tried to do in the series anyway is to give practical ways to make a stand. And, you know, relationship's a big one of them. And so showing your kids, you know, whether it's leaving a conversation and afterwards you sit down with your kids and say, okay, hey, tonight you notice this happened. I want to tell you where mom and dad stand on this issue and why. Here's what the Bible teaches us. Here's what's right and wrong. And we, you know, we expect you to consider and, you know, put it in your heart that there is truth here and there is right and there is wrong. That's one way to stand. Another way to stand is to share with your friends in the moment, in a respectful, loving way.
Yep.
And there's other ways to do it as well. But the problem is I think a lot of people are afraid, or they just don't want to put the energy in. And, you know, that's a sad thing.
I do.
They want to step up on their own.
I lost you there for a second, but you know I do the, as many know, I do the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast locally here every year. And over the years, I've had businessmen tell me they can't be involved anymore because they have to sell their product, or they have to this, or they have to that. And I'm thinking to myself, what happened to us? I mean, you know, is it now selling our product, having our businesses are more important than doing something as simple as supporting a prayer breakfast? You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing. So I've always sat back and said, where did we lose it? Where did we fall shy? You know, you talk about influencing our kids. I know the Bible tells us that we're supposed to guard our heart, guard our eyes and ears, what goes into our body, what goes into our minds. And you and I were talking during the break about that most influential show, or the most successful show on Netflix, is 13 Reasons. It's all about suicide. As a young parent, or as parents, and you deal with a lot younger people than I do, do they understand the importance? Do they really honestly understand the importance of taking that stand for their children and saying, no, that story is about this, that story is about darkness, and we're about light? I mean, I don't even know how to approach it at this point.
Well, I haven't seen the show, so I can't necessarily speak to exactly what it says, other than what,
right,
you know, we were talking about overall, what we've heard. But I think if parents are in the, you know, problem is a lot of times parents are so distracted by so many things, whether it's work or whether it's the busyness of all the events that are going on in the family, or if it's the distraction of social media, like put your phone down and be able to talk to your kids. I think sometimes distraction becomes the excuse that parents don't realize what their kids are embracing, or what their kids are seeing. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says they're rose up a generation who knew not the God of their father and mother.
Wow.
And I think that if we're not careful, that was the beginning of the end for the Jewish nation before they went into exile, is that there wasn't this ability to transfer integrity, morality, a relationship with God, a standard of right and wrong. And, you know, we expect everybody to do it. You know, as a pastor, it's amazing to me how many parents expect the church and us to educate their kids to know God. When we get them for an hour one time a week, or if they make it, twice a month, so 2 hours in a week or in a month, you know, imagine what kind of relationship we're going to have with a supposedly a spouse if you have 1 hour with them twice a month. You know, and God said that he wants to be in this close relationship with us. So, you know, taking control of that by saying, hey, we're going to spend time together. We're going to go see this movie unplanned, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to have maybe a time of devotion together as a family and talk about what's happening culturally and pray as a family. I mean, I think, you know, getting involved in their kids' lives. And, you know, we live in a culture where it's kind of become a little bit child-centered parenting, where it's all about the kids. But sometimes as parents, we need to direct what life is about with our kids and say, you know, it's interesting, my parents, I used to get so mad because I was an athlete. I excelled in sports, but my dad only let me pick one sport as my main sport. And then he said, you're going to also be in music and you're also going to be in church. And I used to get so mad because I had to pick. I was, I did well in basketball. I had scholarships and so on, but I had a chance to be the quarterback for the football team. And so I was sure I was going to convince him, but he wouldn't let me, made me choose. Now I look back and I'm thankful for that because I was so much more well-rounded. I didn't live all for me and what I wanted. I learned to have balance in my life. And I think the parents will take time to find out and to spend time, get them to movies like Unplanned, do things with their kids where they address issues and talk things through. We'll pass the right things on.
You know, it's funny you should bring that up, but we worked really hard to have dinner together every night as a family. And even if I came home, I had dinner with the kids, I'd go back to work afterward after everybody was in bed. And then Sunday was family day. And I'm not talking about, you know, we went to church, we spent the day at home, we worked around the house together. They remember that, and as much as they screamed and yelled about it then, they talk about it so much now as such a positive influence in their lives. And I think that, you know, it was a fight like it would be with anybody else because they want to go. Their buddies are all going to the beach on Sundays. No, you're with family today. Invite them over. We got a pool. They can hang out with us. But we're almost afraid to do that. And I think that that's something that needs it. We need to understand that we are their parents. We are not their friends. We are what they should be looking to for a foundation. Agreed?
Yeah, you got the rest of your life to be their friend, but you only have. I mean, you're always a parent, but we know that the dynamic changes when they become adults. So you only get 18 years to be the parent, where you have the real influence, or at least more controlled influence. So
that's true.
You got to take advantage of those moments.
So, all right, we've only got about a minute and a half left. Unplanned is open across the country tonight. If you could reach a bunch of people, as I hope you are right now, and say, look, get the ticket, go. Why should I go out of my way to grab a ticket, take my kid, or even some of my friends? Some of you can buy 5 tickets. Go take a friend to the movie. Why?
Well, because you owe it to yourself to see both sides of the story. And, you know, it's like right now in our country, so many people are getting one side of the news, one side of, you know, each issue. And you're always going to be better off to see the other side. And I think for you to be able to take your children to see the other side, to see behind the scenes, to be educated on what takes place in abortion clinics, the impact on people and their lives when they make that decision, you owe it to your children, you owe it to yourself. To know another side or more of the truth. And I would go back to that verse that I quoted, when you know truth, it makes you free. And I think there's so much more freedom people can experience. So please go. Take your kids.
Pastor Jared, thanks for being with me. Hey, people, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't be stupid. Go grab a couple tickets. Skip a coffee at Starbucks. Get yourself a ticket. Because Monday, we're going to have a pop quiz. Don't screw up. God bless. We'll catch you tomorrow.